On today's KHSU Magazine, Sue Hilton is here to tell us about the upcoming planning meeting for the North Coast Pride event coming up in September. Welcome, Sue.
Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, thanks for being here. So you're inviting the public to a meeting this Wednesday at the Arcata Public Library to start planning Pride events for September.
Yes.
Can you just tell our listeners what Pride is?
Okay, well, I'm going to start out by saying it's the conference room next to the Arcata Library. It's not in the library.
Thank you. Okay.
Well, Pride, as most people know, it's a celebration of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer questioning, and people who are gender nonconforming in various ways and nonconforming to sexual norms. It's usually in June. We have it in September in Arcata we have it in September in Humboldt County because we want it to be available to, we want to be for students at HSU to be able to come, and they're not here in June. But it's in June because it's celebrating a riot that happened in, 1969?
Was that Stonewall?
Stonewall, yes. I should know the date.
So, and that riot took place in a bar in New York,
yes,
right?
Yes. There was a bar in New York, and it was raided, and they'd been, you know, it was sort of the thing that they did was they arrested people for being at gay bars, for dressing contrary to their gender, for hanging out with someone of the same sex, and people were very, you know, they were tired of it, and people were starting to talk about gay liberation, and people were really tired of it. And so this last time when there was a raid, people fought back, and it really was sort of the beginning of the modern gay liberation movement. There had been a lot of things going on, but this was really sort of the thing that set it off, so that there have been now pride marches in cities and countries all over the world.
Yeah, it's a big civil rights
victory.
I mean,
yes. Oh, it's been huge. It's been huge in my own lifetime. It's been huge.
Yeah. So when did Humboldt County start celebrating Pride?
Well, we started celebrating Pride in 1993, and we were in Arcata. And then in 2007, it moved to Eureka and also moved to September. And then we're just the group that was doing the previous, that was doing it the last few years, like 10 years, has dissolved, and we're sort of starting it over, or we're hoping to go forward and do some things differently, but we want to make an event that's really inclusive. So that's a lot of what we're focusing on. That's part of why we're having this meeting, because we really want people to come and tell us what they want, what will make Pride be an inclusive event for you, whoever you are.
So what does that mean for the Pride event, inclusivity, or the people involved with organizing it?
Well, for one thing, one of the things we're doing is we're trying to have, we're going to have like some anti-racism training and maybe also some community healing events, as well as various sort of, you know, fun events. But we want to have them be inclusive events so that, you know, we want to have events that aren't in bars, so you don't have to be 21. And the point of the anti-racism training is so that hopefully we can all learn to relate to each other better. We might have some trans awareness kinds of things, you know, just ways for us to learn how to appreciate the huge diversity there is within the LGBT community.
Right. I saw that. I saw those were some of your workshops, like a queer allyship training, and then maybe even a. Well, let's talk about that first. Like queer allyship. What would people learn at a queer allyship training?
I think that it's a lot about how to understand how to support queers you know, and how to make them be more welcome in your workplace. What do you need to do to have it be friendly to trans people? What do you need to have it be friendly to gay people? Or in your family, in your home, you know, what do you do when your kid comes out to you? What do you do when your kid decides they want to be a different gender? All of those things are part of how you can be a good queer ally.
Okay, just how to understand and accept people
and
support. Be a friend or...
Be a friend and an ally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of talk about that. Allyship is a pretty common term. And it, so it,
something
it's
we
good
all
to,
need to learn to do better.
Yeah. And so another topic that's up for discussion at your meeting on Wednesday to kind of envision the upcoming Pride event for Humboldt County is possibly having a community healing event.
Well, what we're hoping to have a week or maybe more than a week of events sort of leading up to a Pride Parade. And so, you know, one of the things we'll want to do is talk to people about what kind of events they want to have. And the community healing event is at this point just a concept. We don't know if it will happen, if there's people who want to lead it, if there's people who think it's a good idea. But it's one of the things we're thinking about.
Why is there a need for a community healing event?
I think there's been some conflict, and we all need to figure out how to talk to each other better.
Okay.
I think, and appreciate each other for who we are, whoever we are.
Right. So, I mean, that's what Pride's about, right?
That's what Pride's about.
For people who are part of the LGBTQ community, what is the significance of Pride?
Well, I think it serves several purposes, and part of it is just so that we can get together and appreciate each other, and part of it is so that we can be out there in the community and say, yes, we're here, and we're present. And I think it also provides a sort of a sense for people who, you know, maybe for people who aren't out for whatever reasons in their lives, it's a way of saying saying that we're here, you know, so that people can look at us and go, okay, that's possible for me. That's something
right.
I could do.
You're not alone.
You're not alone. Yeah.
Yeah. And bigger cities, you know, it's a little bit more kind of out there.
Right.
And but it's a smaller community here. And so it's good for people to know that.
Right.
They're not alone.
Right.
So are there ways that Pride events just like change a community? I mean, change a person? I mean,
I think that it, you know, for some people it makes a huge difference. It really makes you feel like who you are is okay. You know, that, you know, I don't know if this is as true for younger people, but I certainly grew up in a time when being gay was not okay. And it's part of really getting the message that you're okay. You know, no matter how much you know it, the community is a way of reminding yourself of that.
Sue, I don't know if this may not be a question that you're able to answer or whatever, but like, why is being gay not okay? Why do you think that?
If I could answer that. You know,
What's the problem?
Well, yeah, I think that's a much more complicated philosophical issue that I think, you know, it's partly to do with patriarchy, you know, it's part of the constraining gender roles, which, you know, a lot of young people are really saying, you know, we don't want to have anything to do with the idea of gender. We're going to define our own gender, which I think is really cool. But even just the thing about you can't be queer was all also about, you know, you have to be in this role. You have to go in this box. And if you're in this box, then you're okay. And if you're outside of the box, you're not okay.
Yeah, I guess that's... Well, that was a good answer for maybe an unanswerable question.
An unanswerable question, right.
So this Wednesday, in the conference room next to the Arcata Public Library at 5:30 p.m., that's summer solstice. So
summer solstice.
So you can still celebrate after the meeting, it's the longest day of the year.
There'll be plenty of light after it.
You're going to be talking about different committees and looking for volunteers
and looking for ideas. So what we hope to do is sort of present what we're thinking about so far and see if that makes sense to people. And then if people think that makes sense, you know, get input on how to make it be more accessible, and then hopefully we'll get some people signed up to help make it happen. And we have this list of committees we're hoping people will be interested in participating in. So I'm just going to list the committees so any of you listeners who are thinking about coming can be thinking about what part you want to play in North Coast Pride 2017. So there's a finance committee, which will, you know, do finance, right? We keep track of money. We'll have nonprofit sponsorship through the LGBTQ Community Center Group, through the Inc. people.
Okay.
So we do have a nonprofit access.
Great.
And then we have a logistics committee that we'll be trying to figure out, you know, sort of doing overall planning. We'll have a publicity committee and some and a group that's actually organizing the volunteers. We're going to have a group of people who are trying to organize and schedule the events leading up to Pride that we were talking about already, the allyship training and the anti-racism training. There's also going to be a workout party sponsored by some of the sisters, which Eureka Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, I think, which I think will be really fun.
A workout? Are they going to actually? Are you actually
it's
working
in a gym.
Out?
Is yes, it they're going to work like out, but it's supposed to be a workout for everybody. No, not boot okay. camp. I think it's going to be fun.
Okay, yeah, I'm sure if the sisters are doing it, it'll
and then
be
fun. A day that the events that happen during the day and people organizing the table. We're just going to have nonprofit tables and probably some food vendors. We're not going to have any for-profit booths because we want to have it be less commercial, you know, more community, and a committee that to organize the parade. And then each committee will hopefully have a liaison that will talk to the logistics committee and keep everything coordinated.
So those are the committees you need volunteers for.
We need volunteers for all those committees.
But in addition to that, you're also taking in ideas.
Oh,
and,
yes, absolutely.
And suggestions, just taking all kinds of input this Wednesday
input
evening.
Input of whatever sort. And also, you can also give your input. If you can't make it to the meeting, you can give your input. Oh, there will be a way to call in at the meeting also. If you can't come, you can call in. And there's an email address, which is
northcoastqueers@gmail.com. I have it. It is northcoastqueers@gmail.com. And the number is 633-4473. If you want to find out more, we'll post this on our website too, but on the KHSU website. But 633-4473, northcoastqueers@gmail.com. And so just quickly, we just have about a minute left, but who should come to this meeting?
Anybody queer, and possibly even if you're not queer and you want to help make Pride happen, you're welcome.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good to know, and share that information with people. And this is your chance to envision what North Coast Pride 2017 will be, look and feel and sound like. Thank you, Sue Hilton. Appreciate you coming on and hosting this envisioning meeting for North Coast Pride this Wednesday, 5:30 p.m. at the Arcata Library Conference Room.
I have to say, I'm not the only one hosting it. There's a group of us doing this. And thank you so much, and I hope to see some of you on Wednesday. Thank you.
Thanks, Sue.